Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast, which today is a Spot the Mistakes episode where I give you a couple of sentences which are incorrect and you have to try to find the mistakes and then, if you can, correct them so that the sentences are grammatically perfect. So let's dive straight into these sentences. Let's look at number one, first of all. Can you make these exercises without to do a mistake? Can you make these exercises without to do a mistake? So maybe write that down and pause the podcast and then I will tell you number two. So here's number two. The most of people works better when they sleep good. The most of people works better when they sleep good. So, in total, from those two sentences, there are six mistakes to find. Six! So, pause the podcast, make sure you write those sentences down, try to find as many mistakes as possible, and then press play, and I will reveal the mistakes and the correct answers. Okay, number one, here are the answers. Can you make these exercises without to do a mistake? First of all, you do not make an exercise, you do an exercise. Generally, when we talk about work or tasks, a job, exercises, we use the verb to do with this idea. So it should be, can you do these exercises? And then the next part, without to do a mistake. Well, first of all, with the same theme, we don't say to do a mistake, we say to make a mistake. It's important just to learn that as a phrase. We make mistakes, we do not do mistakes. So we know that it's make and not do a mistake. But there is another mistake here, and that is the form of the verb, make. So my sentence was without to do a mistake. Well, actually, it should be without making a mistake. When we use the word without, if we use a verb after, it needs to be in the gerund form. So the full sentence should be, can you do these exercises without making a mistake? So that's it. That's number one. Number two. The most of people works better when they sleep good. Okay. First of all, you cannot say the most of people or the most of something. You've got two options here. You can say the majority of people, or simply, most people. And those are the two options. So that's the first thing. Most people, or the majority of people, works better. No, not works, but work better. Remember that the word people is a plural noun. People is the plural of person. So it's like they. They work better. In some languages, the word people is considered as a singular noun, but in English, it is plural. So most people work better. And what's the last mistake? So they work better when they sleep good. The mistake here is I have used an adjective, good, to describe an action verb, sleep. we can't use an adjective to describe this type of verb. So what do we use instead? Well, we need to use the adverb form. So what's the adverb of good? It is well. So the full sentence should be, most people work better when they sleep well. And that's it. Lots of mistakes in just two sentences. Did you find any of those? Maybe you found all of them. Maybe you found none of them. Well, hopefully, whatever you got, you learned something new or something was made a little bit clearer for you. If you got none of those right, then don't worry. You now know some grammar points that you need to work on. So that's all for the podcast. Thank you for listening. I hope you found it useful. A bit of a revision lesson, really, or maybe some new stuff to think about. Remember, if you have any ideas for topics you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, or you're interested in taking classes with me online, then you can find details about everything about me on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.